Ladies and gentlemen, musical chairs is on the air.
Artists, songwriters, instrumentalists, producers, sound engineers,
and anyone else in the arts.
Thank you for joining us. On this episode of Musical Chairs, we have a new guest who's sure to entertain and inspire you. Hear their story, feel their passion, and join them in their journey as we put them in the chair. Now please welcome your hosts, Lisa Berry and Eric Lambier.
Hello, 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 America.
Hello, world. We love you.
Here we are on Wednesday, the 3rd of July. And we want to wish all of America a happy 4th of July. Maybe we should do that first.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Coming up tomorrow. So happy 4th of July to everybody.
And happy belated to Canada Day.
That's right. Canada Day was 3 days ago. We got a good one as well for that. So I'm your host, Eric Lambier. And
I'm Lisa Berry.
The other host.
The other host. And we have a really, 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 really inspirational, I love the word this morning. I thought of, she's so peaceful, it's loud. She has loud peace around her.
Loud peace. Yeah.
And we're going to just introduce her name first, say hello, and then tell you a bit about her. But it's Radharani. Did I say that right? Yes.
We didn't do the drum roll.
Oh, no, the drum roll. Hold on.
We have a drum roll.
All right, do over.
Radharani's on the phone with us. How are you today?
Hey, everybody. I'm good. Thanks.
Oh, good, good. Well, you know, let me just share the short little bio, and then we'll dive into a whole bunch of good stuff. But it's almost like I'm too excited for such peaceful, beautiful music, so I'll try to take it down a notch. But
never. I'm the down notch.
Oh, no.
I'm the sort of the pendulum swing.
Oh, you know. Well, say this way. Radharani is an internationally recognized producer and vocalist whose latest album of original music topped the New Age Billboard charts. She has shared the stage with some of today's best-known sacred music artists and teachers, and teaches voice and musicianship to students around the world. Musicianship, that's a fun word.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. Radharani has spent the better part of a decade learning from great spiritual teachers in India and journeying to remote pilgrims places to engage in lengthy meditation practices. Now that I need help with. The knowledge and peace she found is conveyed through her music and presence. She pairs the technology of breath work with her music to deepen the effectiveness of the music's message of peace and awakening.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
I know. So, of course, we have lots of questions, and we're going to play some of your music. But just like, let's start with that word first of all. Musicianship. Did I say it right?
Mm-hmm. So what that means is I teach people how to think musically. So instead of just teaching people how to play songs, I teach people how to understand the relationships of different chords with their function in the story of the song that they're writing, so that people can choose the harmonies that make most sense. And also when they hear a song, they can translate that to an instrument, which is really how musicians do think, but not everybody puts that into words. So I teach people how to play harmonium and sometimes guitar and other instruments, especially voice. But I love teaching harmonium because it's an easy instrument to learn the relationship of.
Now, can you describe the harmonium to the public that might not know what that is?
Yeah, so the harmonium is, it's kind of like a pump organ that you play on the floor. It was originally a European instrument that was brought over to India and then transformed into this very compact instrument that was used in India for devotional music and as like a drone instrument. Very beautiful sound, spacious kind of sound, and you'll hear it in my music.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask you, if it is in your music, and obviously it would be.
Yeah. I love the word you said, spacious, like a spatial feeling, space, like a, because a lot of your fans and people have referred to your music as very ethereal and airy and taking them to new dimensions, new heights and soaring, lots of high up spaces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's one of the aims of the music, is to kind of create a sense of like a quantum space within which a lot of transformation can happen once you sort of take people out of this kind of very rhythmic patterns and kind of create a little bit more space. It can make room for revelation, I think. So bringing that into the music, even if the music is to create kind of expanse as well, is one of my
to I wanted to share with our listeners that you teach breath work and that you use breath work to help students learn how to write their music, but also
how to breathe
properly too, and allow that. Can you just
so that's another technique that's another technique I use to kind of create that space. So I found it to be a really powerful technique, and it's basically just a reclining relaxation exercise with a breathing pattern that brings people into a really very quickly into a very profound mental space in which clarity comes through. And so I guide that using my music, and that's one of the things I love to do with this music, rather than just perform and maybe sort of a performer and have an audience that's the listener. I like to use it as a healing tool. So the lyrics and the music are all meant to change the mind into a more positive state, into more positive thoughts.
And would you use that with, say, yoga, stuff like that too?
Yeah, very connected with yoga. Yeah, so the music is played in yoga classes for sure, and you know it's also meant to, you know, be, you know, when you're in your yoga positions, you're meant to be facing yourself in those moments, your challenges, your limits, your stretching, your opening, creating space. So music is an important piece to add into that, because it can help guide people to what needs to be released, what needs to be stretched, pushed, expanded, challenged. Yeah.
Now, do you do this online as well?
Oh, it's
at the moment I don't. No, you know, I have a lot more expanding to do into the online space.
Oh, I see.
Well, you're starting right now. I have to tell you, even right now, I am melting into the words that you're choosing. Like, I'm going into it. And should we just take this opportunity to take a big breath and listen to one of her beautiful songs?
Absolutely.
All right.
We should. So what we're going to play first is off your newest album, which is called Time to Wake Up. And it is the title track, Time to Wake Up. And once we play this, we'll come back and talk to you about the song.
Everybody, please enjoy from Radharani.
Time to Wake Up.
Is your moment, this is your
All right.
Woo-hoo. Aw, I know. It's
it.
So peaceful that I want to go, woo, but I don't. I want to go, woo. can I ask a question with that song? All right, okay. When you, hear you calling your name, we talk a lot about finding our voice. And then sometimes when I heard that line in there, I was like, oh my gosh, is Radharani your name, your given name?
No, it's not actually. That was a name that was given to me in India, originally by a friend and then by his whole community and his teacher. And eventually that teacher became my teacher. Name just stuck. So, and that name was also confirmed for me in a dream by that when I was starting to make music and wondering, what name do I use? That teacher came in a dream and said, your name is Radharani.
Wow.
So I love that. It was pretty, yeah. It was
very
a strong
pretty
message.
I just want to say that two things. I love how the song ends on one note, by the way. Which is kind of cool. But I love the, not only your voice, and it's absolutely beautiful. I think, are you doing your own backups in that too?
I actually have a little choir doing the backups in that champ, but sometimes I'm in the choir too.
Okay, right on. That's very cool.
Yeah.
And I love the violin.
Mm.
Who's the violin?
Yeah, that's a cello, actually.
Oh, is it? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a cello played by Noah Hofeld, who tours with Krishna Das and Nina Rao. I don't know if you're familiar with other Kirtan artists, but they're some of the biggest. And so he's really involved with this kind of music, and he's very talented. So I was very lucky to have him play on
the
album.
Very haunting. Very haunting. The question I had was the inspiration for the song. Is there any secret?
So, yes, there is. There's a story behind this one. This came to me when I was waking up one morning and trying to get myself to get up and do my meditation practice, which I've had, ups and downs with through my life. There were times when I couldn't wait to get up and get out of bed and meditate, and there were times where I dropped the practice for periods of time. So I was thinking, like, how do I inspire myself to get up and do this practice that I know is really beneficial to myself and is beneficial to the offerings that I make to others. And I was thinking about, it came to mind how my mother used to wake me up when I was a kid.
Aww.
And she would just, peek into my room and say, Renee, which is my birth name, Renee, it's time to wake up.
Aww.
And I just started, humming that melody in my head.
Oh, I wish you'd have hit on that story more, but we're going to come back to it because we have to sneak away to commercials. But that's a really beautiful reason for that. There's a purpose for that song. So when we come back, we're going to hear some more stories and some more music from Radharani.
Right here on Musical Chair.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Om Times magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are
the inspired
and the inspiration.
Imagine tapping into a power where you could access the ability to transform your views of money, success, happiness, and fulfillment. A power that you could unlock hidden talents, uncover new meaning, and amplify the significance of your purpose. Well, the feminine heart is the source of that power, intelligence, insight, and understanding. Join this new wave of women's leadership that's emerging. Be the woman who knows her greatest power to create goes well beyond the day-to-day striving for results. Be the woman who knows her true power to contribute to the world in significant ways is one that expresses her heart, enlivens her creativity, and elevates her spirit. Rise, amazing woman, rise. An amazing woman legacy book compiled by Marsh Engel, sharing the 8 essential powers of the feminine from 8 influential mentors, entrepreneurs, and change makers that will help you tap into that power. Rise, amazing woman, rise. Your legacy begins by leading with a feminine heart.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hello, everybody. You're back with Musical Chairs. I'm your host, Derek Lambier.
And your host, Lisa Berry.
And we have Radharani on the line with us, and we've just listened to the title track, Time to Wake Up, from her latest album, Time to Wake Up. And we were just saying before that how beautiful it was in the instrumentation of it. And you were saying about your inspiration for the song and having a having your mom come in there and getting up, which is pretty cool.
And I just wanted to share with you, too, thank you for being very honest and transparent about even you, you know, struggle at times in keeping up something that is so meaningful and that we do love, which is, you know, a meditation practice or exercise or that moment that we need that. Thank you for sharing with us that you're not, you know, you're not like the, in our vision of what we think we should be perfect, too. So that was a big happy moment for me to hear about that from you.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I guess what we'll talk about, we're going to talk about the next song we're going to play, aren't we, Lisa?
Yeah, and also, too, should we share a little bit of that journey of between, you know?
Sure.
Because, so right around it, we want to share with all the listeners that you made quite an important decision for yourself to listen to your heart and life calling, even when the world kind of wasn't really supporting you, and actually even your family forbade you of doing something big. Can you share how you heard that, like, it was so loud and you had to do it, and how did you, with lack of support, how did you keep that focus to know what you want? And can you share what it was?
So that call really came to me in my teens. I was starting to open to spirituality, and I had many doors open to me. I had a good education. I was on a kind of a career path, you could say, but I felt that the most important thing that I could do with my life and give to the world was spiritual awareness. And I knew that I had a lot of growing to do myself. And I didn't know where I could find direction and guidance in that, but I had a sense that if I went to the East, where that was still alive, the pathway that I had a sense of enlightenment or self-realization, was still being practiced, that I might find a teacher who could help me get there. And so that's all I wanted to do. Starting from around 18 years old, I wanted to go to India, to Nepal, to Tibet, anywhere where I could find somebody who could help me, give me a practice and guide me, guide me spiritually. So of course, being a young woman, my parents were very concerned about my safety and about me getting on a good path in life and not wasting time and all these things. But I eventually went in my early 20s, and it was not easy because our culture doesn't really support a spiritual life as far as devoting, devoting 100% of your energy to that. But I knew that that's what I wanted to do, so I continually set up my life to be able to do that and made the sacrifices then. And also put my trust into the universe's hands. And that led me on an incredible adventure, which I'm actually right now writing about.
Ooh.
I've discovered that, when I start telling people the story about all the different synchronicities that happen, all the times that I put my faith into the hands of the universe and said, I know there's a future for me, and I know I'm going to be led in that direction. I know I'm going to be guided on a spiritual path. Things would happen that were absolutely incredible. So this is a story that I'm putting into words right now. And I've written a rough draft. It's pretty long. And I'm working on another draft right now. It's very thrilling. And I'm putting all kinds of philosophical ideas and all the things that my teacher has told me into the story.
Nice.
So you've done all the hard work for us then.
Yeah.
Well, what about this in this next song? We've got, is it so good?
It was good. It seems like a sad song to me. So maybe we should play it. And then maybe we can ask you what that song's about. So here we go. This is It Was Good, and it's off of Time to Wake Up, and it's Rad Hirani on Musical Chairs.
It was good while it lasted, so was good while it lasted, so good while it lasted, it was good, so good, and now it's goodbye.
Aww. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Now, what was that song about?
So that song, I was actually asked to write a goodbye song for a musical transformative ritual that took place here in my hometown. Sometimes some musical friends of mine and I, we put on these kind of periodical soundscapes, you could say. We guide people through different parts of whatever journey they're going through right now. A lot of it involves universal spiritual music and mantras and chants that people can sing along with. So I was asked to write a letting go song, and this is what came through. Also, I tapped into my own personal experience with being in a relationship with somebody who wasn't ready to commit, and that kind of experience I think a lot of people have.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, there are many experiences that we have where we have to decide to let go of something that's good, but it's not really the right thing for us. So I think a lot of people can relate to that.
The reason it seems
to keep things. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say a reason, a season, or a lifetime kind of thing.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. Aww. Yeah, everybody can relate.
Now, do you play piano on that?
I do.
Mm-hmm. You play piano. Okay, cool.
That's what Eric does. He's a piano player.
I am.
very nice.
Aww. Well, we'd love to play the next song and then probably run right into commercial, and then we can come back and talk about it.
Absolutely. And this song, can you pronounce Swim At? We want to do it from... Just One Drop.
Yeah, Srimati Radharani.
Oh, very good.
Okay. Oh, right.
So once again, yeah, you introduce it.
So this song, so as I was journeying in India, I met people on various spiritual paths, and one of them was the devotional path, in which Krishna and his beloved Radha are often referred to as the kind of mystical, the mystical players in a divine play of love, really, of divine love. So I was very inspired by that, and also inspired by the practice that's engaged in that path, which is to sing about the beloved deities and their experiences with each other. Very profound. So this song is about, Radha, it's about the divine feminine in that polarity. And she, Srimati, which means sort of all brilliance and effulgence and radiance. And I also sing the word Gopi Bhav, which means the mood of the young maidens who are living in the village with Krishna, who's sort of to say he's the source of all. He's an embodiment of the source of all, but in a very playful, cheeky, almost childish embodiment. So he always has these young maidens around, and always has these kind of interesting stories and pastimes. Mm-hmm. So their mood is said to be very devotional and very sweet. So that's what Gopi Bhav means. And a lot of the things that I'm chanting in the song are little aspects of that play, of this play of divine sweetness.
Oh, I love that. All right.
Very beautiful.
The play of divine sweetness in Srimati. Mm-hmm. Srimati.
You're on Musical Chair.
Yes. Enjoy.
Shrimati Radharani ki jai, Shrimati Radharani.
Thank you.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Yourself and love more deeply. Download and join today.
Mind connected to the heart, connected to the love, connected to the soul. I'm connected to you, connected to me.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back.
Back to the Musical Chairs. We're here with Ryan Haraney. Sorry, folks. We're going to move along really quick here because we only got 2 minutes left, so we want to get a couple more songs in here.
We could have you forever, though, just you know.
This has been a great chat.
And I just love – I think that flute was so much fun, and you're right. It was like playful games, but Eric would like to know.
I was just wondering, your favorite places to play. Do you have any favorite where you've toured around?
Well, I tour around on the East Coast a little bit. I tour in my area. There's some festivals in this area and festivals on the West Coast, too. Yeah.
Well, nice.
It's hard to really tour as a musician in this genre because you're kind of limited to, like, I guess, yoga studios and, you know, there's a very, very small population for each kind of studio.
Right.
Well, that's actually, I'm glad you brought that up. We did have a question. We weren't sure if we can fit it in, but we can. Is there any kind of funding for spiritual music like this?
I think if you're at a certain, you know, if you have a certain reach, you can get funding from your fans directly.
Okay.
But otherwise, yeah, no, it's a labor of love.
Oh. Yeah, for sure.
You
I've
know
been
that
down
way.
That road.
Yeah.
So we want to get to one more song here, really quick, right, Lisa?
Yes, we do.
And how do you pronounce R-A-D-A-T? How do you pronounce that?
Oh, Radhe.
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 From Just One Drop. And just a quick, what's this song about?
Radhe.
The song is also about the divine feminine.
Okay.
Jai Shri Radhe. Victory to the Divine Feminine.
Oh, cool. Okay, great.
Oh, I'm so glad we asked that. Okay. Well, let's enjoy that and then come right back and ask about it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
love that. So beautiful. Radharani, my question about that was you're celebrating or honoring the feminine heart, and that's really and the feminine nature of things. And you had to really do that when you chose to go off to India against a lot of wishes. Was there a turnaround with your family and your friends about that now?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh good. Happy ending.
Yeah.
And is that
this is a part of who I am, and this is a part of what I'm offering in so many different ways. So.
Well, that's awesome.
It makes more sense.
And it's good how people come around. I have a friend whose daughter goes and backpacks all over the everywhere, and he's always worried.
Mm-hmm.
But she's got some pretty interesting stories. So that's great. And what we wanted to do was, first of all, thank you for being on the show. Obviously, you can be reached if people need to get a hold of you at your website and on Facebook. Of course, your stuff is on iTunes. I saw it there on my Apple Music.
And I'd like to share with everybody, it's Radharani Music. So RADHARANIMusic.com. And on Facebook, yes, Radharani.
Everywhere?
Yes, I will.
So thank you for being on the show.
So welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Aw. Now, don't go anywhere yet, because we wanted to end the show with playing your song, The Light. And The Light is from the latest album, which is...
Time to Wake Up.
Time to Wake Up.
So once again, thank you for being on the show. And here's The Light, and from Eric Lambier and your other
Lisa host, Berry.
Musical Jared. Thank you so much, folks.
Thanks, Radharani.
Thank you.
Okay. Enjoy, everybody. We'll see you next.
Never leave.